Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
So I'm going to start y'all. So all my shoes are pretty much color coordinated. You know, I grew up in a house with women. My sister's like, come on, Corey. Girls are not going to like you. Your shoes dirty. That's a big, big deal. And that really just started me to love shoes. So the older I got, I start buying them. Some of them I don't wear because I'm too scared to get them dirty.
Come on, Corey. Get some shoes that work. Stay off the ground.
Who would it be?
Okay, just happened a couple minutes ago. Corey Coleman will sign with the New England Patriots. Your instant reaction, 617-779-0985. So your reaction to that?
Go, I'll take him over McCarron any day of the week, and I think that's what you're replacing here. But I don't go back to Cleveland. I don't go back to Buffalo. I go back to Baylor where he played his college ball. Baylor runs an offense where you got to read things downfield, which tells me if I'm going to run the post, I'm not just going to run the post. That this kid should have the ability to break routes off and read things downfield because that'll help him in the Patriots offense. And maybe give a little something else opposite Dorsett and free up Hogan. I think this is what this is sort of for. To help free up Chris Hogan and allow him to do some of the things he's supposed to be doing.
Drafted in the first round by the Cleveland Browns. Traded this preseason, former 15th overall pick, traded to the Bills, and then let go by the Bills.
Yeah, I mean, if you watch Hard Knocks, episode number 2, and that Jim played it coming back right there.
Right.
This guy likes shoes. He collects shoes. Do you have shoes?
Right, to which he had his offensive coordinator say, why don't you find some shoes that work, as he tripped all over the field trying to make a catch. He's been an epic disappointment to this point in his career. Epic disappointment.
And classic Patriot
has been
pickup.
Kicked out
classic
of the building.
Patriot pickup.
He has been kicked out of the building by the Cleveland Browns, and he's been kicked out of the building by the Buffalo Bills.
How they doing? Did it look like they could use some talent up there in Buffalo?
Those teams could not find a use for Corey Coleman. Here's my question about Coleman. Can he catch punts?
That's a good question.
It's a serious question.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to know.
Yep.
If he can come here and catch punts, can he fair catch? Can he get back there and just fair catch and make sure he secures the football? Yeah. He will find a purpose on this team if that is what he's doing. But if you're expecting me to get excited about this, forget it. Like, no shot.
Yeah.
No shot.
This is not the big receiver.
That
it's
some
about,
guy
right?
That the other teams just couldn't figure out. He's more concerned with his shoe collection than he is playing football.
Yeah.
And that's what they showed in Hard Knocks.
That scares me.
There is good and there is bad in being put on television in a reality setting like on Hard Knocks. The bad is you get guys like this who get completely exposed for not giving a damn about
right.
football.
Right.
For just caring that they're in the league and getting paychecks and buying shoes.
Yeah, buying shoes. You got the 1986 Air Jordans there. What size shoe does he wear?
And Shoe Man is now a member of the Patriots. You used to have Who Man, now you have Shoe Man. That's what you have.
Shoe Man.
Evan Lazar, CLNS Media, says
yes.
He's never returned punts in the NFL.
There you go.
He had a few punt returns in college. He returned kicks at Baylor.
He had a few in college.
You have 2KORs, kickoff returners.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he might have the skill set to be able to do it. He's still young enough that you can try it out and you can see.
Well, Riley McCarron didn't. He still stuck him back here, so why not
Correct.
Stick somebody else back there?
Correct.
We've seen this a million times, though. Belichick gives a guy like a completely zero clean slate when he starts. So he's going to start him and just try him at everything, probably,
Let's
right?
Let's see what this kid
and
can do.
And then he's going to have no preconceived notions. He's just going to bring him in, start at zero, and see what happens.
They still kid. They'll figure it out
yeah.
if he's got the ability to do it. They'll take a look.
Even even as a practice guy, for your guys, think about some of the receiver sets that they're going to be going up against here. Need somebody out there running around like a jitterbug, and this kid could maybe do it and give the defense a good look. I'm not even talking about what he's going to be able to do on offense.
So, a month ago, he was in Cleveland's camp, barging into Hugh Jackson's office to demand to know why he was down the depth chart.
Why am I not on the depth chart? Why am I running with the second team?
Basically in tears, like a giant baby going into the head coach's office, crying about being down the depth chart. They said, down the depth chart? We'll just get rid of you. The Cleveland Browns got rid of him. And then even Buffalo couldn't find a use for him. Those two teams, those two wretched organizations, And those are bad teams.
I don't know what scares me worse.
I don't
care
if Cleveland's on the way up instead of the way down, but they are a bad team.
I don't know what scares me worse, the fact Buffalo got rid of him or Cleveland. I think it's Buffalo because at least when you watch Cleveland and you watch them compete on Sunday, they got some guys that could play. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know Jarvis Landry is a standout, but the kid from Florida, there's upside with him. You see his burst. You at least see those guys make plays. You don't see anybody in Buffalo making plays.
Do you think this solves any short-term needs on this team?
No, it gives you depth.
Yeah.
I don't think it does. You cut two guys. You have three available roster spots. You're bringing in a body. What are you going to have Matt Slater out there working with everybody and burning him out, you know, concerned with the offense? He's strictly a special teamer. He really is. That's no slight to Slater. I know Brady kind of threw him in there with the receivers. But ideally, on a game day, you don't want Slater playing receiver. And he shouldn't be taking reps on offense. You're bringing this kid in because you need bodies. It'd be like having one quarterback out there running the entire practice. It's a reason you have two. Some teams carry three. That's why you have a guy on a practice squad. You need guys to function every day. We talked about this with Brandon Cooks. As much as you look at the production that Brandon Cooks gives you on paper, the black and white stuff,
yeah,
the amount of yards that he got, the amount of touchdowns, the plays over 20 yards, all that. The kid, and it, what everybody was impressed with, wasn't that. It was that he never missed a practice, and he was there to help the defense, too. And he would run scout. He would just run and run and run. And maybe this is one of those type of pickups. Not to say he's going to do what Brandon Cooks did on offense, but you need bodies to get out there and function every day in practice. I mean, how many coaches could you grab in line up? Hey, put an 83 on him. Run out there. You know? Josh Boyer, it's an offensive drill. Hurry up. Put a receiver's hat on. We're going to go out there. Just give a little walkthrough here. Like, they don't have bodies. They need bodies. They still got two more spots to fill.
Adam's in Lowell. Adam, go ahead.
What do you got, Adam?
Hey, guys. I agree that the Coleman kid definitely has some character concerns, but I mean, he clearly has talent, though. He's drafted first overall, and I know you're saying he was cut by the Browns
the
and the Bills.
Top 15 pick!
Those teams don't know the difference between their ass and their elbow. So this kid could be a future Hall of Famer for all they know. All I'm saying is those franchises, you're right, they stink, but it's because they don't know what they're doing. And there's a chance we could get some talent out of this kid as opposed to the guys who are plucky, great, they make every practice, they study hard, but they can't play.
See, that's the thing, too. You get there and you get in the NFL environment, and you get money for the first time. Is Cleveland really the best scenario to stick a kid that maybe needs some guidance into? No. Who's the head coach? Which one? Looks like Todd Haley's the head coach to me. Yeah, watched like four episodes of Hard Knocks. I know who commands respect in the room. It's Todd Haley. That's why I could go in there and bitch to Hugh Jackson. You think this kid's going to get on a depth chart, go in and bitch to Bill? Why not playing? You know what he's going to say?
He'll be gone.
He's get the
You'll be fired.
Right.
Immediately.
See, so now you inject him into a locker room where there's an environment there. There's an established, you know, character. Say what you want, whether you're around or not in the off-season drama or whatever. But when it's work week and it's time to play, which it is now, it's regular season, it's a hell of an environment to put a kid into.
Nick is in the car. Hey, Nick.
First off, Zoe, it was kind of sad to go back to not hearing you announce games anymore, you know, having to listen to Tony Romo all game. But that wasn't my point. This receiving core.
You can put the radio on, man. I mean, we're on radio. You know?
I tried. I really didn't. It was a little delayed.
Yep.
It kind of threw me off a little. But you know, this receiving core, we need something. We got what, almost $6 million left in our cap. Why not just throw at least $4 million at Dez? Bring him in. We're after week one. Nothing's guaranteed. It doesn't work out. My big question is, why are we not trying at least?
You don't know that yet, and. I want to go back to this time last year. Who did they trade to Indianapolis to pick somebody up? It was Jacoby Brissett, right? Yeah. For Philip Dorsett.
Right.
What was our attitude here about the Philip Dorsett?
What do you mean?
We're like, who? Will you get Dorsett? What is he? He's a former first-round pick. Looking up stats.
Taking a flyer.
At least this guy, we know a little bit about him. Former kid, played at Baylor. He's on Hard Knocks. He obviously has some talent. He's a top 15 pick.
We know just as much.
Seven was like number 28.
We know just as much about this guy as we did Philip Dorsett.
Okay, so my point is,
There's no difference.
Dorsett has sort of stuck around for the year, learned it. You heard what Chad O'Shea told us at the Super Bowl about the guy. Helped save you in an AFC championship game, making a couple catches against Jacksonville. And all of a sudden, week one, he looked pretty good on 7 of 7 targets. I'm not saying this kid could be that, but... Don't think that it didn't work somewhere else as okay. a number one pick. This is what the Patriots do.
But Philip Dorsett didn't get booted from two different teams because he was a dope.
Yeah, this is probably the kid's last chance.
Going into the coach's office and crying, and we'll play that for you coming up.
What's that baseball thing? Three Philip strikes
Dorsett,
out?
Has Philip Dorsett ever had something like that to his name?
No.
No. Right?
No.
Philip Dorsett came in. He's done a pretty good job of working to figure out the offense. And here we are a year later, and it looks like he's finally picked it up. And that's sort of my point about this. When do you think Corey Coleman will help you?
I don't know.
Not in the near future. No, not immediately.
Jim's right here, though. Bill will wipe the slate clean.
That's why. Starts. Great. But that doesn't help you this week, next week, or in 2 months.
I don't think they're done, Beetle. This isn't the big guy that we were talking about them getting.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you, which means they should still be in on any available trades, and they should still be in on Dez Bryant. At least taking a look. I'm not saying go out and definitely sign him, but take a look.
Maybe they already took that look and are just waiting for the money to come
out.
What
did you say yesterday? It's a quiet look.
It's a quiet look.
Taking a quiet look.
What do you think they're going to do? Do you think they're going to fly Dez in so he can get off the plane with his cut-off sleeve shirt and his headphones and shake hands with everybody and do the chest bumps?
What do you think? They're not going to fly him in?
Parade him in?
Look? You know what I mean? Go elsewhere and take their look?
What do you think? He's going to crash in the Fred Kirsch and Andy Hart, Paul Perillo, PFW radio show?
No.
Hey, look who just
But that still
in.
Means you got to come here and get a workout.
Coach Belichick with Dez.
If they want to take a real look, they still got to fly him here.
Yeah.
They still got to talk to him.
Yeah.
So what's the problem with that?
Maybe already
no, did. It's not going to be as ridiculous as Cleveland. No, nothing here is as ridiculous as Cleveland. 617-779-0985. Dan Shaughnessy is going to be with us at 11 today.
Nice.
We had a bunch of other stuff that we do want to get to, NFL related, including last night's games. Really, the first game, big development there in that Jets game, Lions game.
And I like it. Did that really happen to the Lions last night?
Yeah.
You think Hardy woke up today and said that was a nightmare?
Yep. Let's get to that. Matt Patricia blown out in his first game as the head coach of the Lions, and he got blown out by the Jets. That happened, Hardy. I'm sorry.
I can't believe how good the Jets are.
You know what?
Elevate them right
Stop
now.
Stop it. Stop it right now.
Pick them.
We're going to get to
win
that.
It all.
And more your calls
hit
and
hit
more
me.
On Corey Coleman
hit me.
Coming up, the newest member of the New England Patriots.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sam Darnold, with time, looking deep downfield into the end zone. Touchdown Jets, Robbie Anderson. And the first TD throw of Sam Darnold's career.
Yeah, I mean, I got some things to clean up, obviously. You know, on the over in the red zone to Quincy, thought I could have hit him there. I hate to say it, but those types of things are going to happen in the first game. Just kind of starting to get a rhythm with all the guys, and I'll start hitting those throws. But other than that, I thought I played pretty well. Just, again, taking what the defense gives me.
Sam Darnold last night, Jets quarterback, future star in the NFL.
Wide-eyed rookie.
I just want to give you this piece of information. This just happened during the break. The Patriots have signed another wide receiver. Former Bronco and Bear, Benny Fowler, now a member of the Patriots, went undrafted out of Michigan State in 2014.
Spartan.
So he's a Spartan. He's now a member of the Patriots as well. He has one punt return in his career. I just looked it up. One punt return in his NFL career. That doesn't look like a guy who can really return punts either. So I'm sure they might try and convince one of those guys to try it out, but the two guys they've signed, Corey Coleman, Benny Fowler, don't look like much in the punt return department. We'll see what happens.
Hey,
last night.
Getting back to Sam Darnold here.
Yes.
Do you see who he's throwing the ball to?
Nobody.
Does he have a great tight end? Does he have quick scat backs? No. He's got a power back. He's got a bunch of nobodies or a bunch of guys that just fight for the football. It's not like Matt Ryan. It's got to have his ass kissed or his ass polished for him ever since day one. Silver spoon, still can't win. I don't know why that bugs me. But like Matt Ryan and Matt Stafford, you see the guaranteed money that these SOBs got.
You ever had your ass polished?
Just once. It's nice. Got other things done to it. A little,
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
I like your point, though. You're making a good point.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
I don't mean to mock.
Here's a kid on the road in his first NFL start, and they run this goober trick play to get the game going, right?
Yeah.
Something they worked on probably all camp just to try and get the kid going. It's all predetermined. Mm-hmm. You don't let him read it out. It's a bad throw. It's a pick. And then he gets in a groove because then he gets in the flow of the game. Talk about rhythm, the rhythm. The kid gets it. And he's throwing to nobody. God forbid, Matt Ryan, you gave him those receivers. What the hell would his numbers be?
Quincy Enunwa is the best guy they got.
Enunwa's good.
I like him.
Yeah.
I actually like him as a player.
Yeah.
But he's not He's not an all pro.
This is good.
He's a solid player.
Hey, stay hot, Jets.
There are no stars in that offense.
I need something in this AFC East.
Darnold is going to be a star.
You can tell.
He's going to be good. He's going to be a good player. Now, five picks for your buddy there, Matt Stafford Hardy. Five. Was it four? Why did I think it was five?
Yeah, Castle threw one.
Oh, sorry.
$1.1 million for him, too. 14 years.
Four picks. Last night.
How many teams Castle
has
on
defense
eight?
Had five picks. Your buddy Matt threw four of them.
How's your night?
Where do you want to begin?
You tell us. Let's begin with
the false sense of hope given to us.
Did you see the morons falling downstairs? They're like not even really drunk, but they're dressed up.
Has that loss
like
crushed your football soul a little bit for 2018?
Let's begin with the false sense of hope.
Ford Field was packed.
A lot of Jets fans there.
The pick six to begin the game. I mean, that was a nice moment.
Roof came off, right?
Right. That's a big moment.
I think this is it.
We're going to restore the roar.
No, you're not.
This is how it begins. This is how it begins.
How's that week three Sunday night game looking now for all you people? Say, oh, come out of gates.
I look at it differently.
Ooh.
I'll tell you why in a minute. Go ahead, Art.
Stafford comes out, and it's a combination of bad throws, the Jets defense being supremely prepared, and receivers who can't catch the ball. There's no running game to speak of. I don't know what Jim Bob Cooter was doing or thinking with some of the play calls.
Jim Bob Cooter.
They didn't possess the ball very much to begin with in the first place, because every time they would have it for a couple of plays, Stafford would throw an interception or it would be a three and out. It was so painful. Then when Prater finally does get into position, he's missing field goals. I mean, you can give all the credit you want to the Jets for knowing their signals and for being able to jump routes, but how does that explain the lack of defense from the Lions when they have a head coach who's a defensive specialist? How does it account for their lack of ability on special teams?
A franchise quarterback there, pal. One thing you didn't have to worry about.
Did you see the Dan Wetzel tweet that I sent you all last night?
Yes.
Dan Wetzel was covering that game. A number of Jets defenders said they knew what plays the Lions were going to run.
Football!
Based on the formation they'd come out in and Stafford's hand signals allowed them to jump the routes and get five picks.
A veteran quarterback.
There's one play that's circulating on social media today. I don't know we'll have to see if the sound is good enough to play.
That's embarrassing.
But where the Jets defense
is
screaming at each other. Screen! Screen!
The Jets.
Screen! And what do you think Stafford does?
Throws a screen.
He didn't think, you know what? They obviously know what's coming here. Let's check out of this. Let's go to something else. Nope. He just throws the screen and the play doesn't go anywhere. But I'm like, oh my God.
You deserve five picks for wearing those awful, awful
just
freaking
uniforms.
Shut
up about the uniforms.
They're hideous.
My God.
Just admit they're hideous.
Just admit they're awful.
No.
And you see them on TV. You can see the number.
Awful things with that football team. The uniform shouldn't even enter into the conversation.
You're right.
Buddy.
You're right.
They're
buddy.
So bad.
The level
buddy.
Of play
it's
hurt
like
my
golf.
Eyes more than the uniform.
Let me tell you something.
Half the battle's how you look.
A horrific, horrific situation they find themselves in now with Matt Patricia at the helm, with Jim Bob Cooter calling an ineffective offense, with Matthew Stafford inked for five more years. He's guaranteed so many tens of millions of dollars more.
Can't get out of that.
The receivers can't catch the ball even when they are thrown to him. You've got a head coach who supposedly knows defense. They can't defend. They can't do anything. It's almost, they're so bad, you want to look to like the supernatural. Are they cursed? Did they build Ford Field on a Native American burial ground?
What's the excuse for all the years of the Silver Dome when they sucked?
Well, they had some good years there. You know, they won a playoff game in 91, and that was in the Silver Dome.
Yeah,
the Lions have sucked for my entire lifetime.
I mean, they've
my entire lifetime.
Your entire lifetime. They're terrible.
He thought last night was like the beginning of a new.
A couple of things that have really aggravated me. Number
so
one,
cute.
Marvin Jones, how good are you?
I'm gonna kill you.
If you're good, you're supposed to make catches. And you had a couple of touchdowns that you could have had you not been too busy dropping the ball. Like, I can see where the issues are not all Stafford offensively. Matt Patricia gets blown out in his first game as a head coach. And you mentioned Jim Bob Cooter.
Blown out.
Jim Bob Cooter is a hangover from a previous staff.
Yeah. Why didn't he pop him?
He needs to go. He needs to go.
Daboll, where's Daboll?
And this is what I imagine is going on there, and it's a problem for your team, Hardy. It's a problem. Matt Patricia, I hope, is not falling into the trap of, I'm going to take care of my side of the ball, and you take care of your side of the ball. You're head coach now.
That's what
you're in charge of everybody.
But no, that's why we credited him for taking that job, because that was the best fit. You could walk in, you could be the defensive coordinator, you have an established offense, you have a franchise quarterback, you're not starting with a rookie.
But that doesn't make for good head coaching.
I understand.
Good head coaches are the guys who have a full grasp on the entire game and are involved on both sides of the ball. Those are the guys who always make the best head coaches, that have input everywhere on the team. And it feels like you've got a defensive coordinator in Patricia, and you've got Jim Bob Cooter running the offense, and they each do their own thing. That's what it feels like there.
And I was goofing around on Twitter last night.
He needs to fire that guy.
You guys couldn't even stop the run. I mean, it was everything. It wasn't just the passing. It was the run. I mean,
you'd think the defense would be a little better.
I tweeted something out last night that got a lot of play. Let's be clear.
What'd you tweet out?
The Lions aren't bad. It's just the Jets are obviously the best team in the NFL, maybe ever. No other explanation. To which, A, I love the people who don't understand
sarcasm.
Taking
you serious, right?
Yeah, taking it seriously. Like, those people, honestly, just stop.
Did you ever see Namath in the Jets?
Just stop interacting with people. Do whatever it is you have to do to get through your day, but don't talk to other people. But, like, the Jets getting the signals from the Lions and knowing what Stafford was going to do, that doesn't explain it all the way. Some of Stafford's throws were so bad and so ill-advised. And if it were that easy, then every team would do that to every other team in opening weekend. Just study last year's film and get all the stuff down. You've got months of preparation. I'm not buying that. And I'm not buying that the entire organization is so inept that they didn't change up a few things so it wouldn't be obvious tipping going on with all of their plays. They're bad, and a little bit, the Jets might be a little better than what people want to give him credit for out of the gate.
How do you get away from getting the ball to Golden Tate?
You've got to respect Arnold for throwing that first pick six and then coming back and having the performance that he did.
The kid settled down.
I'll give the Jets a lot of credit for that, but most of the credit goes to the ineffectiveness of the Lions and how Lions they were last night.
I want to admit this. We should all admit this. It's one game, and we are naturally going to overreact to the one game sample size.
Boy, is it.
That's just what we do.
Remember Lifshitz gave you the advice over the weekend? Whatever you people do, don't load up week one. Don't overbet week one, because you don't know. This was probably, looked to me like the easiest pick 'em on a damn schedule. I would have taken the Lions last night if I had money to put on it. You tell me, you got to put money on something. I'd have taken the damn Lions.
I feel better because
home opener, Jets.
You took the Lions, and now I'm not the only guy who lost on the 5-team parlay over the
weekend. Okay.
So I feel relieved.
Could you imagine if you won?
If you're relieved,
how much
that
we
one,
would be crapping on
guard.
Him?
I mean, also,
crapping on him now.
I also have Sam Darnold. I'm going to say Danold. Sam Darnold on my bad quarterback fantasy team here on the show.
Beat all for two.
I might need to drop. I might have to drop him and go get somebody else.
I would think
because I think he's good. And what does that mean for the Patriots and the AFC East going forward? They may finally have another quarterback in the AFC East.
Love it.
We'll get to that.
That whole
calls.
Game was a nightmare. Can I just say that?
Sure.
Aside from the very first play from scrimmage, the whole game was a nightmare. I felt ill.
I literally
Brian Griese didn't do it for you, Hardy?
Oh my God.
We'll get to that, too.
We got to talk about
broadcast.
We'll get to
that, too.
Hideous.
One open line
Hideous.
If you want to grab it, because we're going to get to your calls coming up next as well after headlines.
I didn't know who
Hardy.
He was.
Sports Hub headlines.
I'm not joking. I don't feel well.
I laughed for 45 minutes straight last night. When that last one, they sprung that run, and they just showed Patricia. I texted you. I mean, like, that just happened.
I mean, I felt bad last night, but I woke up this morning. I don't feel good. Red Sox get back to work tonight. They host the Blue Jays in the first of three. Yes, there were two football games. One football game last night. The L.A. Rams beat the Oakland Raiders 33-13. Something else happened before that. I'm not sure what it was, but the final score was New York Jets 48, the Detroit Lions 17. This is a real football team, the New England Patriots. Prepare for their week two opponent, the Jacksonville Jaguars, Matthew Slater.
Yeah, I mean, there are a ton of things we could have done better. I think the name of the game in September is continuing to improve. It's certainly nice to be able to do that in a winning effort, to learn from those mistakes in a winning effort, but, you know, we've got a long ways to go.
And we have breaking news from the Bruins at this very moment.
Yes, we do. Elliot Friedman, longtime hockey guy, reporting that the New York Rangers are trading for Bruins defenseman Adam McQuaid. McQuaid will go to the Rangers. The return for the Bruins is a draft pick.
There we go. Adam McQuaid to the Rangers in exchange for a draft pick. Headlines are brought to you by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, 24-hour on-call service for your clogged drain emergencies. Go to johnsewer.com.
Pause. Another edition of that, Hardy. We've got to interrupt John Sewer. Sorry, John Sewer. They can present this breaking news for us. Stephen Kampfer is coming to the Bruins as well in the deal from New York.
There we go.
So Kampfer and a draft pick for Adam McQuaid.
I would have thought there would have been a player involved, maybe in some level. But, all right, that makes more a little more sense. All right. Thank you. JohnSewer.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for Sports 98.5. The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Miss something?
So what happens now?
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
On his first play, they're going to let him roll out and look downfield. The throw back across the field, and it's intercepted. And it's going to be a pick six for Quandre Diggs on the very first play of Sam Darnold's debut.
I tell you my one issue, and it's not even an issue, sorry. The one thing that I find sort of funny about Beth Moens doing the broadcast for ESPN, there's only one thing. She sounds like Reba McEntire. Every time I hear her, I think Reba's calling the game. I'm like, Reba's,
what is
calling,
a play by
Reba's calling a football game.
It's the S's. It's a yeah,
Doris
play
Burke
play
has that
thing.
Too. Doris Burke has the same effect.
I thought it was Doris Burke. I can't tell you my text I got last night. Who the hell is this? I said, it's got to be Doris Burke.
I think she's good.
I didn't. Well,
I think she, yeah. I think she's good. I think she could do this every weekend.
I think it's a horrendous product. I think it's absolutely.
Can I tell you who my
trash.
Big issue is last night?
What do you like about her though?
Oh, I mean, there's nothing unique or something that stands out. I just think she's.
I turned it down.
No different than any other person who's calling NFL games.
Oh, I disagree.
Other than, you know, I think there's only a few guys
terrible.
That you look at in the
terrible.
League and say, wow, there's something different there. And obviously, like Al Michaels is one of those people.
Yeah. This is
just because he's Al freaking Michaels.
Typical ESPN trying too hard to. Just let's put it out there.
I guess
well,
Nance,
she works for CBS too. I mean,
Nance is
she does
good,
the,
but
like the fourth or fifth team of CBS too.
Honestly, outside of Michaels and Nance, it's all the same.
I like
it's
Gumbel.
All vanilla.
I like Gumbel. I like Iron Eagle.
Yeah,
I like
okay.
Joe Buck.
Sure,
I'll take Kenny
on. I don't think Joe Buck is anything special on football. I think for baseball he's great. Yeah, I don't like him. I just
he's
say,
good.
It's too strong. I just
he's
don't
good.
Think that he stands out in football.
Yeah.
I think he's great for baseball.
But, I mean, I thought fantastic job ESPN not saying who the broadcast was so you couldn't go after him. Like, I didn't know that was Brian Griese. He was as bland can get, too. Like, get critical. Do something.
Brian Griese was horrible.
Give me something.
No, he was horrible.
He
was so
without
bad.
Adam Schefter carrying his water, I don't know what people would think of it.
This is not based on I don't even know what he said half the time. It's not based on what he said.
I didn't know who it was.
It was how he said it.
Right.
He sounded like he was halfway to death.
Yeah, you know.
It was, the whole
remember.
Broadcast was boring.
They're boring.
He's
boring.
Way too much crowd noise.
Put them on the, who would do the Buffalo game?
No, their normal crew work the Raiders-Rams game.
Right.
The Tessitore, Jason Witten, and Booger McFarlane on the field.
Right.
By the way, I like Booger on the field. Do you like it?
I thought at one point it was John Madden. It sounded like John Madden. He sounded just like John Madden.
I think he's pretty good. I'm entertained by him.
You're going to need him to offset Witten because Witten's more of a straight shooter, too.
Yeah. I think he's entertaining.
Yeah.
I think that guy can entertain you a little bit.
Yeah, so, no, I enjoyed that game.
Yeah.
I wish that game was the early game so I could stay up for it. But.
Yeah.
Last night, their broadcast gave it a feel of a, I don't know, like a, what's some of the lower level bowl games? Like the Pullman
like
Weed Eater. Yeah,
like the Orlando Bowl. Champs Bowl or something.
Yes. The
Meineke Car Care Bowl.
Yes. The Stevia Bowl.
Whatever BC is played in.
What's the name of the bowl that's played at Boise State on the blue field? That bowl. Give me that one. We're here. It's the whistling, too, through the wish.
Yeah, Greasy
Murray's,
needs to bring a
Murray's
little
gonna be all
bit
over
more.
I got faith in Jim Murray.
All right, let's get back to Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold looks legit. It's
looks
one
good.
Game. Are we overreacting? Yes, of course we are. But it looks like maybe, just maybe, the AFC East is about to have another franchise quarterback.
I thought this when I go back to the workouts when they were at the combine and the individual workouts, and they pretty much put them all on TV, right? Remember the big one out there? And I said, wow, they made him make all the throws, and it was in the rain out on the West Coast because Rosen was throwing too. Along with him, I watched the kid Josh Allen throw, and I thought Darnold looked the best out of any of those private workouts that we saw on TV, and I thought Baker Mayfield looked the best at the combine. Baker Mayfield threw the ball the best at the combine, but everybody questioned his height. And Cleveland rolled the dice. They took him, and they had the chance to take Darnold. Jets get Darnold. I'm glad Darnold went to the Jets, and if this is sort of what you're going to see, and they're going to put better people around him and make him better, this is good for the AFC East. This is good that you're not going to go down there and wipe the Jets up 30-3 every time. We got Dan Shaughnessy coming in 18 minutes. He's got to be excited about this because it kind of takes the tomato can off if they're going to be competitive. That's good. It's good. It gives you a little oomph, the Jets week. What the hell else would we talk about Jets week? Be getting ready for the Bruins. That's what we'd be doing.
There could be a game there now. Could be something to contend with.
Yeah.
Now you go to week three, though, the Lions?
Yeah.
That looks different.
Sure
By the
does.
Way, the next two Lions home games are the Patriots and the Packers.
Oh!
Detroit. You're so screwed again, Detroit.
Where are they on the road next week?
I can tell you.
All right, okay, because it's Packers-Vikings next week. Whew. Boy, if you get down there and pop Jacksonville and find a way to get to the Lions. Could you imagine starting 3-0 without Edelman before you come home with the Dolphins?
That would be fabulous. This weekend, you've got the Lions visiting Jimmy Garoppolo and the 49ers.
Lions.
That's who they've got. Then they have the Patriots. Then they visit the Cowboys. And then they're back home against the Packers.
Mm.
Yeah, so their next two home games. Actually, let's go. Their next three home games are Patriots, Packers, Seahawks. Those are their next three at home.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
Yeah, could be a while before those Lions win a game in Detroit.
They're not going to restore that roar real quick. I mean, no. Might, yeah.
Well, they're bad at playing football. Everything about them is bad.
You look like doggy. Yeah. You look like...
Hey, you're going to wear that jersey again?
You look
this
like
season?
Ass.
Yeah,
you
really yeah, do. I am.
Okay.
You look like you had a bad
I'm
night.
I'm just asking. Andy's in Boston. He wants to talk about the Lions' struggles. Andy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Andy?
I like the pregame show there on Sunday. Hell of an opportunity there, and what a smooth program. And though, unfortunately, I don't listen. I watch TV too. Can't figure out the delay. So we love you.
Thank you.
Anyway, I'm curious about. You mentioned Tate real quick yesterday before you spilled the beans on Dez. Maybe you did that on purpose. I'm sick of the Dez thing. Detroit's a dumpster fire. What do they need the most? I mean, they might need a little bit of everything, obviously. Huh. But like. Is it stupid to think about Tate? I mean, he's kind of a diva, too, if you remember him in Seattle. But Dez...
Yeah, Tate plays ball. I mean, Tate's the only thing that like, kept you in that game early when they started to score, and it was a one-score game. You know, how did they go away from trying to get Tate the ball over the middle? A little quick-hitting stuff and let him run with it?
Yeah. I mean, it's a contract year for him now.
It is. He's in the last year of his deal.
Oh, my God. So I'm listening. Go ahead.
Could you ever do a two... slot set? I mean, let's say Edelman does come back and he's got his step. I mean, nothing like competition, right? This is America.
For whatever reason, I had an event last night and I'm driving back and I'm listening to the Westwood One broadcast. I think it was James Lofton doing the color. And he was talking about Golden Tate and he said, that's amazing. Yeah, Golden Tate, look how fast he is. This is after the touchdown. He got inside the 20, cut it in. He's from Notre Dame, former pick. You know, the Seattle drafted him. And could you imagine playing in high school against him, how quick he was as a receiver? And then this was at 9:09 p.m. I remember dating it because I was horrified. The play-by-play guy goes, yeah, he wasn't a receiver in high school. He was a running back. And Lofton goes, oh, well, yeah, you run a lot as a running back, too. It's just, what are you doing breaking down a touchdown going back to his days in high school where you didn't even play the same position? It's just, God, I'm pretty good at what I do. That made me feel good.
Okay.
That made me feel good. There's a Westwood One guy, and it's just like, that was awful.
So, wow. Golden Tate, if he were to come here, I think they could find a way to make things work.
They played
Edelman and Amendola on the field at the same time. Although, you know, God bless America and God bless competition, but
I think
they'd find a way to get them both on the field.
You know what I do? I put Gronkowski on the line, I back Edelman off. I put Golden Tate on the outside, bring him in short motion, establish that trips bunch to the right. I put Philip Dorsett to the left, offset with James White to that side. Let's play some football. Ooh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little turn route, yeah, little spot route. Good. And Gronk on a post corner. Read it. Read the corner.
I mean, nothing like competition, right? This is America.
Yeah, no.
Absolutely. Damn right it is.
I mean, we love that. Nothing like a good competition, nothing like America. But, I mean, I think they could figure it out. But what would they give up for him? What would they trade to get Golden Tate?
Got to give up something to get something.
Give up? You'd have to give something up off your 90 roster.
90-catch guy, man.
617-779-0985. What would they have to give up? What could Tate's, you know, impact be? And also, who did the Patriots get today? The Patriots have signed two receivers this morning. If you haven't heard who they are yet, we'll tell you next.
Can they be replaced by robots?
Robots?
Doubtful.
I think it's silly. So I can
what's happening to sports fans?
Why am I running second team?
What you said?
Why am I running second team? Crazy.
Go get started and go ask Ty.
If you don't want me to play, why won't y'all just trade me?
For. I'm not the head coach. Go ask Todd. He's running a team.
That's Corey Coleman marching into the office of Hugh Jackson.
Hugh Jackson. What? What? I don't know. The hell I know. Why don't you ask Todd, man? Todd's the offense coach. I'm in here in the big chair.
Do you believe that?
Yes. Yes.
It's so bad.
Could you imagine him walking into Bill Belichick's office? What am I doing on second?
Can we play just Corey Coleman's part and then Scott will play Bill? You'll play Belichick. You ready? We'll play Corey Coleman walking in. Ready? Here comes Corey Coleman into Bill's office.
What's happening to sports fans?
Stop. No, we just want Corey Coleman.
Why am I running second team?
All right. How did you even get in here? Yeah. Press a button here. Bears, get security, please.
Why am I running second team?
What?
Would he even respond, or would he just give him a grunt?
I mean, Hugh Jackson stutters. Like, I don't know. Why don't you go ask Todd? Why would I know? Why would
What's happening to sports fans?
Why am I running second team?
What did you say?
Why am I running second team?
Crazy. Go get Todd in it. Go ask Todd. And then come back and give him
if you don't want me to play, why won't y'all just trade me?
Is he crying?
Y'all don't want... Yeah, he was basically crying.
So we have an
if
unstable
y'all don't want me to play, why don't you just trade me?
And they said, did you catch that? Why don't you go ask Todd and then come back and tell me what he said?
Unbelievable.
Get Todd in it, go ask Todd. And then come back and
if you don't want me to play.
And then come back and tell me what he said.
They tied the Steelers in spite of him.
So, here,
they tied the Steelers in spite of their
head
coach.
Pass him this note for me. Do you like me? Yes or no? Check one box.
How about this?
And then bring me the note back.
How about this? Something had to happen where you would sense he's upset about something, or you look at the person when he's coming in, and he's trying to be like, yeah, what's up, man? It's just, what's up there? You chilling together? No, I'm upset because I'm not playing.
That's the newest Patriot.
You can't sense it.
Hugh. Corey Coleman. Corey Coleman now with the Pats. Benny Fowler also with the Patriots. But Corey Coleman, who was in Hard Knocks, he got traded from the Cleveland Browns to the Bills and then cut by the Bills. Is now on the Patriots. I don't think that's going to yield any immediate returns.
It's like we'll Fowler's a big special teams guy, by the way. Played a ton of special team snaps with the Broncos.
Terrific. Neither one of these guys really has much experience handling any punts.
But well, it's better than putting a guy who had none back there, too.
Let's see if either one of them has the ability. Maybe they've just been not given the opportunity to return punts.
Maybe Fowler replaces Hill's role on special teams and not Riley McCarron's.
Could be. 617-779-0985. Pete's in Framingham. Hi, Pete.
What up? What's up, Zoe?
What's up?
What up, Beto? How you guys doing?
Great.
Good, good. What a game on Sunday.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Good to come out like that. And I was really shocked to see how that defense transformed from a year ago with that Texans passing defense. So, but what I want to get to is the wide receivers. So, I know, Zoe, we've been talking about this before, but this is not the wide receiver you said that the shoe's going to drop on. This is probably just like a feeling, like you said. When do you think that wide receiver that you think is coming will be on this team?
I don't know. Soon. I think within the first 4 weeks of the season.
Within the first month.
Yeah.
Is that what you're going with?
Yeah. this week or next week. If it doesn't happen, it's not happening because something didn't come together.
I think you got really 3 weeks here.
Yeah.
For your prediction to come true.
Because you have Edelman coming back full strength.
And you said that Dez would be in that class for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So if they sign Dez, you're it. You're good.
Yeah.
You called it. Called it. You have one of those. John's in Maryland. Hey, John.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Could Matt Patricia have a worse debut as a head coach?
Nope. Nope. And here's another thing, too. Working with Bill, you probably learn to despise the Jets or hate the Jets as deeply as Bill does. And Bill does not like anything to do. He doesn't even like seeing the color green or white or the word Jets. And you could just know how much more that went up Patricia's keister.
Well, I'll say this. It could have been worse had it been a full-on defensive meltdown, but it was on both sides of the ball. If your offense went out there and scored 42 points and your defense gave up 48, I think it would have been it would have been worse in some ways. It's like, I thought this guy was a defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
I thought this guy, or even if they had scored like 28, but no, the offense couldn't do anything. They turned the ball over and they gave good field position to the Jets time after time after time after five picks. So it could have been a little bit worse, but not much.
Yeah. I mean, real quick here too. That defense, as bad as it played, could lead some credence to, well, maybe it was packages they came up with 2 weeks before the Super Bowl. Like, they could stop him last night. You couldn't stop a rookie quarterback.
Is it possible that we can look back and say maybe it was more on Patricia than the players?
Players play the game. Players play the game. Matt Stafford's taking so many damn snaps. He should be able to read his own blitz or man and put the ball in spots where, you know, you're not going to kill yourself or cripple your team. All you do is cover and stay in your lane on special teams. And you're not going to take one back. Jesus.
This reminds me of the Matt Millen days. Could be.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Hardy.
Whatever. It's the one game. It's a snapshot. No, they're bad. Everybody's bad at football. And that whole team. And the coach on down. The players and the coaching and everything else.
Pete, in West Virginia on that same topic. Bad. Pete, go ahead.
Hey, boys. How you doing? A couple things. Hey. You forgot to mention Kevin Harlan's one of the best radio announcers.
Oh, God, yes.
And Boomer Esiason's pretty good, I think.
Boomer's color. Boomer left. He's not doing it anymore.
Boomer's color.
I know, but he should be doing it. And so I listened to you. I watched the game, and I shut the damn the sound off, and I listened to you when I watched the game.
Thank you.
But listen, is Matt Patricia that bad? I mean, was he overrated when he was with the Pats? Because he used to frustrate me when I watched the Patriots play defense. I think this guy, B-Flo, was going to – I think he's unleashing him more. Only one game, but what do you think about that?
Ideally, Bill is not a big blitz guy defensively. He believes in letting you kill yourself, baiting you into things. They've never really sent the house. Bill doesn't like to send the house and bring secondary pressure and level things and just send the house. They'll throw a corner in there every once in a while, you know, when they got the lead and try and flip the field on you, but – you just wonder how much Matt maybe wanted to blitz more and Bill wouldn't let him. And now maybe you learn a little bit that maybe we should blitz a little more. Maybe we should be a little more aggressive. And maybe he's going to give B-Flo a little more liberty to go ahead and roll the dice a little bit. Maybe. Maybe now you got the people to do it.
Dan Shaughnessy is standing by. Dan Shaughnessy will be with us in 90 seconds after these headlines. I think it's a good time to review what some of the former Patriots outside of Matt Patricia did over the weekend. That includes Jimmy Garoppolo, Malcolm Butler, Nate Solder. We discussed these guys briefly yesterday. Let's get into that. Dan Shaughnessy will be with us right after these headlines.